Matthew Burke, good morning to you, mate. How are you?
Morning, boys. I'm starting to get a little nervous that this Trans-Tasman's on, but I'm getting excited at the same time after watching that final last week. What about that? I missed out by, you could call it minus 4 minutes, wasn't it, really? You know, like after that 80th minute and the Reds, you know, sneaking that that try at the end with James O'Connor. But, you know, what a way to finish off for those two teams. The top two Aussie teams, and put on a really good show, and obviously went down to 84 minutes at the end there. But, you know, some strong players there. Taniela Tupou was outstanding. And the other part of it was, boys, you know, 45,000 or 41,000 people at Suncorp Stadium just, you know, gave it a big thumbs up for what the Aussie teams are doing.
Brumbies were robbed.
Oh, get off it, Daly.
Spoken like a true Canberrian, if that's the word.
Mate, the referee,
oh, here
he
we
got
go.
It wrong.
Here
he
we
got
go.
It wrong.
Please.
Mate, the only thing he didn't do is give probably more yellow cards, Loz, at the end there. They could have been 15 on 10.
And that's why I'm saying he was influenced, I reckon, by he made the early decision to send them off, and then he needed to keep going if he was fair dinkum, wasn't he?
Oh, mate. Oh, yeah, that's for the. I mean, if you give away...
Berkey, he's been whinging all week.
We're talking about professional fouls, exactly right. We learned it from your game, Loz, the professional foul, anyhow.
No, in the fair dinkum department, though, did he send them too early? Because obviously he would have thought, oh, you know, it's tight. They're going to try and score a try here. The Brumbies are going to try and give away penalties. Do I sort of let them go a little bit longer here before I start sending them to the sin bin? Because once you send one, then it keeps happening. Don't you have to keep going?
Yeah, correct. And look, and the hard part about it is situation specific, time specific as well. And yeah, you can see that the Brumbies, by hook or by crook, were going to just give away as many penalties as they can on the line there. So he had to do something, and then you're up against it, aren't you? Because then you're on the bad side of the referee. Oh, look, they were always going to score. Tupou was going to come around the corner. I think they said on the night it was a 10-point try. I think Tupou scored, and then they got it back, and O'Connor ended up scoring. But, you know, you get the chance to play for 80-plus minutes, and Queensland did that in there. Look, well done to them. You know,
it was a good game. It was a good game. And, the Brumbies had their chances, but I thought they were brave as well. As much as the Reds were good, the Brumbies were brave.
First 20 minutes, you know, Queensland had no ball, and the Brumbies were, you know, attack, attack, attack. And I think what it showed was there's different combinations that Rennie can choose from. You know, when you've got a 9-10 combination of Queensland, a 12-13 from the Brumbies, and even a back three from the Brumbies. So good things to come out of that game when they wear the gold jersey. And, boys, I don't know if you saw during the week, it's the new gold jersey now. It's the actual old jersey from 91 that they've brought up, and they're going to stick with that colour now. So it was a big influence when I grew up as well. That was my first jersey, and it was a great colour, and they've changed it back and forth a couple of times, so I'm glad to see they're going to stick with one.
How about those Cadbury Wallabies?
What about that? What about that? I tell you what, the nutritionists wouldn't be happy, would they? Imagine that. Imagine training, snap, like a chocolate.
Cash is king, Berkey. Cash is king.
Clarkey, and we said it yesterday at work about that. You know, what about that? Do you call yourself the Cadbury Wallabies? And it's like, well, you know, when you're in and amongst a situation, we saw the All Blacks, you know, the other day go private equity, I think it was 15% or 12.5% private equity. And a day where cash is king, Clarkey, you're absolutely right. They needed this to keep the game afloat and keep going. And so, you know, well done, I suppose, in a way, for securing sponsorship in a time where, the dollar is very tight in amongst the corporates.
Mm. Now, as far as Super Rugby Trans-Tasman is concerned, all the Australian sides are rank outsiders.
Yeah.
And players being rested, of course, as well, and just, you know, dealing with some niggling injuries in the wake of Super Rugby AU. Who's our best chance of causing, I guess, an upset against one of the New Zealand sides?
Yeah, I think, if you look at the Reds, they're up against the Highlanders. They're over there as well. I mean, tough for them. I think they're still on the cigars and red wine, so to speak, after on Tuesday. So then they had to fly across there. They will have a shot. They're probably our best shot. You know, Waratahs are on tonight against the Hurricanes, the SCG. That's going to be a tough one for those blokes. I think what they're looking for is improvement more than anything else. Yeah, the physicality, boys, is what they're going to have to try and match. But on top of that, it's going to be that mental side, because the Kiwis, they put pressure on you. You know, when you think you're going to kick the touch, they'll tap it and run. When, you know, all of a sudden, and you see the intensity lifting games. And that's what all the Aussie teams are going to have to realise very quickly, is that when you're playing these Kiwi teams, it's faster again. You know, you thought Super Rugby AU was fast, it's on again. So that's the biggest one. Brumbies take on Crusaders. That'll be tough over there. Crusaders, good outfit. Again, you know, the control in the game. Richie Mwanga is outstanding. And then you've got this this ability to try and keep up with the pace, I suppose, is the biggest one. That's the difficult one that they're going to keep up with. But Rennie said it in the article this morning. You know, don't be scared if they all get a bit of a shellacking to start with, but they will get better. And, you know, as a team, as he said yesterday, they're better than what they were last year. So I'm looking forward to this. It's going to be a great challenge.
Burke, you go and have a great weekend, mate.
And to you, boys. Take care.